Hey there, Kwajo here, and I understand that running your own Facebook ads can be quite complicated and intimidating, and yet at this point, you're not ready to hire out Facebook ad management. So, if this is you, I can teach you how to run your own Facebook ads, one-on-one, unlimited support over the next 28 days. We will have three Zoom calls, and in between those calls, you get all the support and all my strategies. I will audit your graphics, your ad copy, make sure that you're set up the way that's working best for my clients. We'll take care of all the analytics. I will coach you step by step how to troubleshoot ads, how to know when to scale, and how to read all the signs so that you're equipped to run successful lead magnet campaigns and profitable sales campaigns and registration campaigns for your launch or what have you. If you need this kind of support from me right now, then click the link in the show notes below. It's the Art of Online Business /call. I've been doing this all along, but now the offer is just focused on helping you run your successful ad campaign within the next 28 days, and the next five people get a pretty nice discount. All right, the link is in the show notes below. Back to the episode.
Welcome to another quick tip episode here in the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. This is where I share a quick tip with you each week that's related to Facebook ads or online marketing or just general growing your business tips. And today's quick tip is all about what objective to choose when you're retargeting warm traffic. Let's jump into it.
What do you get when you combine simplified digital marketing, proven ROI strategies, and Metallica blasting from his headphones? You get Rick Mohl ready, of course. So strap in, grab your bulletproof coffee, and get ready, because this is the Art of Paid Traffic. Here's Rick.
All right. What's up, my friends? Welcome to another quick tip episode here on the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. I'm Rick Mulready, and I'm here to simplify online marketing for you so that you can scale and create consistent income and freedom in your business, because that's what this is all about, right? Today's tip is all about what objective to choose when you're retargeting warm traffic. So let's say you have an audience of, say, 5,000 people who have opted in for a lead magnet, or maybe they've registered for a webinar, and you want to retarget them, and you want to retarget them with, say, an inexpensive offer, or maybe you want to get them into joining a Facebook group of yours or a client's. So what objective might you choose to do this? Well, for those of you who have listened to the show for a while, you know what I'm going to say. And I'm going to say you got to test, right? Because there's different objectives that might work the best here for you. And I would test a few different objectives, you know, depending on what your situation is. Now, before I share that, we do need to remember what objectives do. Like, what's the role of the objective? So when we're first setting up our ads campaign, the first thing we do at the campaign level is set up our objective, right? And when we choose the objective, we're telling Facebook essentially what we want to accomplish. So if we want people to opt in for something or register for something, conversions is going to be the objective that we want to choose, because we're telling Facebook, hey, Facebook, we want people to take this action. We want people to convert on our landing page. Or if it's video views, we want people to watch the video that we have. Or if it's engagement, we want people to engage with the post or with our ad that we are running. Okay. So we've covered that a lot here on the podcast. So that's the first thing we need to do, is remember what objectives do, or what role do they play? So, you know, as far as testing different ones, let's just say I'm retargeting that audience of 5,000 people with an inexpensive offer. Let's just say that offer is, I don't know, less than $10, less than $15, let's say. Well, I'd actually probably test like three different objectives. I would test conversions. I would test traffic objective, where I'm optimizing for landing page views. And heck, I'd also even test reach as the objective. And the reason I would test those different objectives is because, you know, this is a warm audience, number one. And so if I'm retargeting them with a low cost offer like that, an inexpensive offer, there's going to be a fair amount of them that do convert. It's not a huge decision if something's under $15, let's say. And so I do want people to convert. So I would test conversions. And also by doing that, Facebook's the Pixel is learning what type of people are converting. So conversions would allow you to do that. And the Pixel would get smarter the more conversions that you have. Now, I would also test traffic where I'm optimizing for landing page views because I want to drive traffic over to that page as well and then get people to view that page, thus optimizing for landing page views. But I'd also test reach. Okay, so I'll talk more about that in just a second. Now, on the flip side, let's just say I'm retargeting that group of 5,000 people. Remember, it's a warm audience. And let's just say I want to get them to join a Facebook group. Well, for this one here, because there's no conversion on that back end, we're not tracking, you know, them joining a Facebook group with a pixel or anything like that. I would probably test traffic, optimizing for landing page views, and I'd even test reach objective. You know, heck, I didn't write this down as a note here. I'd probably test engagement as well, just to see how it does. Now, that reach objective is kind of that wild card objective when it comes to retargeting warm audiences. And this can be effective. It can be an effective objective because that audience is already warmed up and we're wanting to reach as many of those people in the warm audience as possible. And reach will allow us to do that. Remember, when we choose the objective, Facebook is going to show that ad to as many people in your target audience who are most likely to take that action. And so if conversions is our objective and we're targeting an audience of 5,000 people, well, not all 5,000 people are likely to convert. And, you know, and reach is an objective I would choose here because this is a warm audience. We've already warmed them up. They've already opted in or registered for something. So they're likely to take the next action. And so that is why, reach might be an objective that you want to test there. We've tested this before. We've tested the reach objective before with warm audiences and had really good luck. So I would encourage you to test that. And remember, we can run these tests simultaneously because you're reaching different people within these audiences. So let's just say we're targeting that warm audience of 5,000 people. Well, I can have one campaign where I'm targeting that audience and I'm doing conversions as the objective. And I can have an identical campaign targeting the exact same audience and have, you know, traffic or reach as the objective. And there is going to be a little overlap there. But remember, we're reaching different people within that audience based on the objective that we choose. If you remember a couple of episodes ago, I talked about a video view campaign where I ran in the late July time period where I was building engagement audiences with the videos that I was running, but I was also, as a secondary benefit, I had a link to my Facebook group within the video itself. And so the primary goal was to build engagement audiences. Secondary goal was to get people to click on the link. If they clicked over to the Facebook group, that was just an added benefit. I really wanted to get people to engage. So what I did is the exact same target audiences. I ran one campaign that was video views optimized for 10 seconds, and then another campaign where I optimized or where my objective was engagement. Okay. And so I didn't worry about overlap there because I am reaching different people within those target audiences. Is there going to be overlap? For sure. But, you know, we're still reaching different people within that target, within those target audiences. So that's how I would approach retargeting a warm audience here. Depending on what we want to accomplish, I'd be testing different objectives that align with what we want to try to accomplish with that. Okay. All right. Now, before we go, I am super pumped. I announced this last week. Super pumped to start talking about this again. I am really excited to announce our next live workshop here in San Diego. Now, this is my FBA live event. And if you are a Facebook ads manager or you're an online expert, so if you're a coach or a consultant and you have a service or a course or a membership program or something like that, and you'd like live in-person help from my team and me, as well as other successful online entrepreneurs. This live workshop is for you. I love doing my FBA live events. This is an intimate workshop experience where you'll learn cutting-edge online business building strategies, tips, and tactics that are working right now to grow and automate your business. And I limit it to just 75 people, and over half of the spots are already taken. So again, this is for Facebook ads managers or online experts. So if you're a coach or consultant and you're selling courses or membership programs, what have you, this is an opportunity to implement, with the help of our team, your Facebook ad strategy to grow your business. We're going to be personally helping you, looking over your shoulder to make sure that you're walking away with an active, high converting campaign. You're going to walk away from the event with stuff done the right way. And if you're coming in with already running Facebook ads, you're going to walk away with improved results on the stuff that you've got running right now. We're going to help you discover the blind spots, the things that may be getting in the way of your effectively marketing your business online, and fix them right there on the spot. You're going to be surrounded by other like-minded entrepreneurs who are trying to grow their business just like you. Now, FBA Live is here in San Diego, and the dates are October 11th through the 13th. And if you'd like to take advantage of early bird pricing, make sure to get your ticket before September 14th. Okay, so if you'd like to learn more and secure your spot, take advantage of that early bird pricing, go to rickmulready.com/FBA Live. Again, it's rickmulready.com/FBA Live. All right, my friends, hope today's quick tip was very helpful for you. As always, thank you so much for hanging out with me today. I really appreciate you, and I'll see you right back here for episode number 208.
Don't worry, there's more of Art of Paid Traffic coming soon. If you can't wait for more incredible digital marketing strategies, head over to rickmulready.com. We'll see you next time.
Do you want to avoid the 7 biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the 7 mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.